This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. Welcome back to Hot Breath Podcast, everyone. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and this is the show where you learn comedy from the pros. Our episode today is a featured interview with the October winner of our Write 10 contest. Every month, we do a writing contest where comics around the world compete to write the best 90-second set in 7 days. The winner gets $100 and an interview on Hot Breath Podcast. This month's winner, Kinsey Snell, actually recorded her own intro as well to welcome you to the show. So if you would like your own Hot Breath Podcast episode, go into the show notes, click join the November Write 10 contest, and challenge yourself to write a brand new set in 7 days. I'm excited to present to you now the winner of the October Write 10 contest, Kinsey Snell.
Hello, welcome to the Hot Breath Podcast. This is comedian Kinsey Snell from Atlanta, Georgia, winner of the Write 10 contest. If you've never done the contest, we do it once a month in the Write 10 Writers Group Facebook Live. It's a great challenge, a lot of fun, and I would highly recommend giving it a shot. We also do a daily joke writing competition in the Facebook group, something that has been really good for me, helping get me motivated during the quarantine to actually sit down and write jokes again. So you should check it out, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
And without further ado, here we go, Kinsey. Kinsey Snell, ladies and gentlemen.
I love my kids. Look, they're the reason I get out of bed every morning. They are literally the reason I get out of bed every morning, because apparently it is impossible to make a bowl of cereal without waking the dead. Okay? And look, I know a lot of parents get up and make bacon and biscuits before school. I know this because most of my kids' classmates are fat. And I don't think that means they love their kids more than I love my kids. All right, I love my kids to death. I just don't want that death to be a heart attack at the age of 35. So, look, I love that my kids are independent, okay? I mean, I call it independent. The social worker called it, like, abandoned or something like that. I can't remember. I was drunk when she came by. Look, my kids are very happy, okay? If you don't believe me, you can look at my Facebook page. You'll find lots of pictures of them smiling. What you won't see is me in the background shaking my fist, threatening them to put their arms around each other and smile. And look, that's what I love about social media. It is such an accurate depiction of how fake we all are.
Kinsey, I want to officially congratulate you. That set, despite the set killed, the audio bombed, but it doesn't matter because it was...
And I almost didn't even submit it because, first of all, I don't ever drink one drop before I do comedy, normally, ever, ever, ever. Clearly, that was not the case in the video. And I felt completely unhinged. Like, when I went back and watched it, I just thought, oh, wow, I don't know about this. But I did it. I just threw it in there, and I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, what was happening there? Did you just feel a spark of inspiration after a birthday party to do it?
Well, I had written it, and then, you know, life is busy, and I just hadn't recorded yet. And then we were there at the party, and I said, you know what, I need to do this. I spent all this time writing it. And so we just did it right there, and then I woke up the next morning and sent it in to you. So,
oh my gosh, it was so funny.
I can't wait to tell my friends that they sound like dolphins when they laugh, because that was the best part. So.
That the fat kid joke, like, my wife and I both just cackled at that joke. It was so funny. Did that just come to you, or like, how did you work that one out?
Oh man, so I work with kids a lot. most things are funny because they're true.
Yeah. So,
I'm in that world a lot of kids and nutrition and exercise and diet and things like that. So it was there on the brain. So
this is a good, yes, Steve was asking about your writing process and maybe the, when you get the theme of love and
right.
then now you're like, okay, where do you start from here? And how do you start to formulate the ideas into like jokes and a killer set?
So for this, I actually made a list of all the things I love or several, you know, some things I love. And then I made a list of a lot of things I hate. That's actually kind of where the social media joke came from, because there's so much I hate about social media, but yet here we are scrolling through it constantly all day. So it was kind of a love to hate type of idea. And to be honest, I don't really know why it went down this dark road of I love my kids, but I don't take care of them, because I do take care of them. But it just kind of kept flowing in that direction. So I just went with it. The social worker's never been to my house. So.
Yeah.
Not that I remember anyway.
That's very clever though. You list everything you love and then also you went the opposite and found some stuff there. That's interesting.
Yes. So.
And how, like once you list stuff out, now you have kind of like a page of like ideas. Now, what's the next step?
Well, I like to write. And so sometimes I'll just start writing and then not try to make it funny and then go back and find my favorite parts and then try to pull out something I want to say and then work on writing a punchline for that thing that I really want to say. And then something that, I know I've heard you say it several times and I've heard, some other comic that hard, I really try to focus on the hard consonants. I feel like for some reason that helps me keep writing. Like if I'm trying to think of those particular words, I don't know. I that may not be a great way to explain that.
No, but, you're doing great. Keep going.
But it just like the bacon and biscuits. You know, I like the bacon and biscuits versus, you know, because I had cinnamon rolls in there and then I switched it, you know, bacon and biscuits. So I just try to write without being funny and then go back and try to make my favorite parts funny.
I love that. Oh, I love that. And yeah, cinnamon rolls and then bacon and biscuits. Yeah, it just hits harder. It just has more musicality to it.
Right, right.
Oh my gosh. I love that. And it sounds like you're inspiring people to get their kids in shape. it sounds like. Well, I mean, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea that they move around a little bit. I say this as my son is back there playing Xbox. So look, no judgment.
Of course. Of course. Right. It's only a health epidemic happening in the country.
That's
no big
right.
deal.
That's right. No big deal.
Oh, that's great. So then where did you go in terms of you write everything you love, everything you hate, and then you see what you really like, and then you don't try to be funny, but you just kind of write about the things you like, and then start to, after you write about them not being funny, you look for parts to make funny using hard consonants and things like that. Are there any other things you look for besides hard consonants when you're punching up stuff?
Sometimes I'll think about, like if I write out, this is what really happened, but it would have been funnier if this had happened. But I spend a lot of my day doing that too. Like I'll witness something and then in my own mind, I've already taken it way further.
Yeah. Yes.
I like to live in a little bit of hyperbole. So I'll take my real stories and then, and maybe stretch them out a little bit.
Oh, that's great. And then how do you, then start to formulate it into a set? How do you know what you want to open with and end with and all that?
I try to pick something quick to open with. And then I like to end with a callback funny enough, there were a couple more jokes at the end of that set, but because I delivered it slightly inebriated and not sober, my rhythm was off a little bit. And so I had just chopped the video at 1:34. So I like to write out a set, and then I'd like to challenge myself by having a callback at the end if I can.
Do you write it out like, will you write it out like a script, or do you do more like bullet points of the joke titles?
I will write a script first, and then I'll say it a bunch, and then go back to my computer and say it, and I'll change the writing to what I actually say versus what I had written before. Does that make sense?
So you make it more conversational? Like,
I'll write it as a script, but then perform it to myself a bunch of times, and then sit back down and change the writing to what actually comes out of my mouth, so that the writing is the conversational writing. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you get that conversational piece by like saying it out loud.
Yes, yes. And then I'll just write joke titles after, you know, once I'm comfortable with it and that sort of stuff. So
gotcha. And then did you have to reorder the set a few times, like, to actually land on the pro? Because it's just a great beginning, middle, and end, you know, set.
That one I didn't, just, I think because the theme was set and the time limit was set, I just kind of wrote straight through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last joke I had was, I got a new poodle during quarantine and my family accuses him of loving him the most. Of course, that's not true, but he never wakes me up. In fact, I usually wake him up by yelling, "Make your own damn cereal."
Yeah. Yes.
But I ran out of time, so I just cut it off after the thing. So,
well, it all worked out.
It did work out.
It looks, Evelyn's asking, how long have you been doing stand-up?
Well, I was doing it for about a year before, about a year and a half before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it feels like I'm not doing it at all, but this has been fun. This writing group has been great, because at first I thought the quarantine was only going to last 2 weeks and then we were going to be doing comedy again. Then I lost motivation, and then I found this group, and it's really helpful to sit down every day, or I try to be there as many days as possible, even mm-hmm. if I'm in the car, and just listen to everybody's feedback, listen to all the jokes. And it starts to make me feel like a comedian again. So this has been really great.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's been great for me as well.
Yeah.
Not being on stage since March, it's been wild. But yeah, it's good to have this community to still, like, we're still comics. We're still in this, you know. Nice. Yeah, so newer, and already, like, you've already developed a lot of, like, really productive habits around your writing. Amanda's asking, how do you get in the mood to write?
I don't know. I do like to write, and I also like to run. And so sometimes I'll write after I run, because I feel like, you know, you get a little, I love to run. So sometimes I can mm-hmm. get not emotional, but, you know, you feel a little bit more open after you've exercised, and your mind is a little bit more relaxed and things like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm not in the mood to write, and I'll open up the computer and write two words and then close it.
yeah. And that's something, because you took the workshop I did on writing, and that's a big thing with writing, is like lowering the bar in a lot of ways. Some days it's like, oh, I wrote the date. Great. All right, moving on. I wrote today. It's like just lowering the bar so you can create that daily habit, you know?
And what's hard for me sometimes is I'll write things, and then I go back like a month later and open it up and look at it. I'm like, ooh, that's embarrassing. Why did you mm-hmm. ever write that? But then sometimes you go open it up and you can fiddle with it and make it better. But a lot of times I'm like, no, you should have.
Is there anything from, people are saying, yeah, Imrie's like, I love this group. John's saying he'll sneak me out of the house. And Colleen also has a similar joke about her service dog. That's great. And Olga says, new poodle, new jokes. But Do you have anything from a mindset standpoint? Because I've become more and more obsessed with like just the mindset around just committing to a daily habit or doing things even when you don't feel like them, or doing things especially when you don't feel like them. And you training runners and things like that, is there something from like a mindset mental like standpoint of if we wake up and we're like, oh, I don't want to write today, or I don't feel like doing X, Y, and Z. Like, is there anything you help people you train with to kind of overcome that hurdle? Because a lot of the times it's like breaking through that barrier once makes it easier to break through it the next time it's there. But do you have anything from that standpoint?
Yeah. And it's funny. I do feel like comedy is a process similar to athletic training, mm-hmm. Because you practice and then you have a competition and things either go the way you wanted them to, or they don't. And then you have to go back to the drawing board and you have to practice again, and you have to maybe change this or change that or work a little bit harder. But I do tell my kids, my cross country kids all the time, like, this hour is going to pass whether you put the work in or not. Mm. So you can either spend this hour doing something productive and making yourself better, or you can spend this hour that, you know, they like to go to the bathroom every time the workout gets hard. You know, there's always going to be a reason to get up or leave or do whatever, but the time is going to pass whether we do what we're supposed to be doing or not. Mm-hmm. So we're all guilty of saying, oh, well, this hour can pass. That's fine. Who cares? I do that quite a bit, but it does help to just say, you know, look, whether I put this work in or not, the time's going to pass. So let me just put this work in, then I'll be better on the other side. So
that's something when we did the Q&A with Ted Alexandro, one of my favorite quotes was that he said, you'll never regret working harder.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, it's a good, you won't regret working harder. And, yeah, I love that, because that's why an intention within the right 10 club is like write for all 10 minutes, because it's mm-hmm. easy. You find a joke within 2 minutes and it'd be easy to just be like, all right, well, I'll just hang out until 10 minutes and post my joke. Or you get to 8 minutes and you're like, well, that's good enough. Or 9 minutes. You're like, well, I figured it out. But it's like you saying with what you do is like, I'm looking for hard consonants, or how can I personalize this and think what's a different angle? So up to the last second, you can be writing in that 10-minute exercise. It's just so valuable.
Yeah, it really is. And it's hard. That is really a hard. Sometimes the word will come up and I'm like, you don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's a random word, so you shouldn't be surprised that it feels like a random word. But every day I'm like, what? Man, what? Just get in it, usually something will come. Yeah.
So many people are saying, if we have to exercise before writing, my notebook's going to be blank. Oh, Ed said, maybe if we watch people exercise, it'll happen through osmosis.
That might work.
Hilarious. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Davita. Davita's saying great. Thanks for sharing your ideas. And Chris Grulon just joined the October contest. Very nice. So this has been great, Kinsey. This was super valuable. We're going to post this as a podcast on Hot Breath as well, which is very exciting. But is there anything else you would like to bestow us with, besides your Venmo, of course, because you do win $100 as well, which is very fancy.
Ooh.
But is there any closing advice or any just anything you want to bestow us with, and also how we can like support, follow you and all that jazz?
Well, I'm clearly lagging in the technology department, so you can just be my friend on Facebook if you want. But that is, you know, hey, look, I'm humbled just to be having this conversation. I don't feel like there's much I can bestow on all of you. I've learned a lot from being in the Right 10 Club. It's just been great. I love being back in the game, being back riding, all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, and you have inspired me. All of you have inspired me to, like, I need to have an answer to that question. How can we support you in comedy? Because right now it's like, you can just say good job, I guess. I don't know. I need to come up with, I need to get on board with some of this technology. But thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun. And I look forward to writing again tomorrow. So.
Yes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen of the Hot Breathiverse, give it up for Kinsey, everyone. Make her feel good. Amazing set. Terrible audio, but the jokes were stronger than the bad audio. It was the fact that you were able to pull off a winning set with that audio shows a testament to your writing and just the quality of the set, you know. So nice job.
Take that. I appreciate it.
Yes. All right. Well, Kinsey, go forth with your day. Go raise your kids. And we'll see you in the Right 10 Club.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Right 10ers. Hot Breathiverse alike. We have done it. There it is, Hot Breathiverse. If you want to hear your own voice on Hot Breath Podcast, go into the show notes. Click join the November Right 10 contest for your chance to win $100 and your own Hot Breath interview. I hope to see you there. And until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.